I think most people are going to get a little money out of this. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. On the phone is Attorney Jay Edelson, and you know this because you have been working for 7 years to get the people of this state their money in this lawsuit. How are you today?
It's been a good day. It's been a good week. And yeah, 7 long years, but we're at the finish line.
Are you ready to retire?
No, I'm just getting going. But we're really excited about the settlement. You know, it's an historic settlement, and, you know, it's a rare opportunity to put $500 million, more than that, in the Illinois economy, especially at a time when a lot of people are struggling. So we've been getting calls all day from people, and it's been really nice.
Okay, so tell everybody about this class action lawsuit, because I remember, Jay, I got a notice, and, you know, nobody reads all the fine print. I'm just going to tell you, I'm sure that you spend a lot of time making sure all of that is in order, but you kind of just sign on to it, and you're like, okay, if something happens, it happens. But this was all about facial recognition, correct?
Correct. So we sued Facebook because they were making face templates and basically collecting everyone's images so that they could use it for facial recognition software, and we thought track people in the future. It was the first lawsuit ever brought under an Illinois statute, the Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act. We brought it 7 years ago, and yeah, it was a big, big fight, but we ended up getting a terrific settlement, $650 million. And the Court of Appeals just affirmed the settlement, so people are going to get their money.
Jay, is this illegal or contrary to the law only in Illinois or other states as well?
Illinois has really the best statute in the country. There are two other states that have similar statutes, but people, individuals, aren't allowed to sue as a result. So the government can sue. And by my math, in the history of our country, there's only been one governmental action. And that was recently Texas Attorney General sued Facebook for the exactly the same thing we sued. So they waited till we won, and then they said, oh, we'd like some money for Texas, too. That money that won't go to Texas consumers will just go to the state. This is the only statute which actually puts money in the hands of the people who were injured.
And weren't there two people in our state who were a part of the class action lawsuit who actually ended up holding it up and delaying our payments?
Yeah, it's really a nasty side of class actions. There are people who object to settlement, and they do that to try to hold the class action hostage in hopes that they get a big payment. The two individuals, it's awful, I think, what they did. I think that they were misled by their attorneys, but they ended up holding up, you know, a $650 million settlement for a year.
Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
No, that's it. It's a big problem. You know, I don't think they understood the effect that they're having. You know, as you guys know, a family of four could have been getting checks for $600. Especially over the last 12 months, that's really significant. And the idea that they were trying to hold it up so that they would get some, you know, what I think is illegal cash payments is really horrible.
Wasn't part of their complaint, though, was the amount of money that you're making in this settlement?
Kind of. That was the argument they made. But we said to them at the beginning, if you want to argue about our fees, go ahead. But at least let us pay all of the class members what they're entitled to. And they said no, because they wanted to hold up the settlement. So I have no problem if they make arguments and say that, you know, we're asking for too much money. But that's not what their objections were about. It was about trying to extort us.
Okay, so now people want to know, when are they going to get their money? How does Facebook have your address? When is the check coming? That's the bottom line. Can you help us out with that?
Yeah, that's the good stuff. This is the fun part about being a class action lawyer when things go well and people get money. So assuming the objectors are done with their shenanigans, so they could do some crazy things like try to get the Supreme Court to take it, and all that would be doing is just trying to delay more. But assuming that they're finally done, people should get paid within 60 days. We had over 1.5 million people submit claim forms. People had an opportunity to get checks or electronic payments. And they'll get paid in whatever way they chose.
Well, how about people who've moved since this has been going on and didn't leave a forwarding address or something like that? Is there a way for them to sort of claw back on this?
Yeah. So there's a settlement website, and they can contact our firm or they can contact the claims administrator and give updated information. And that's pretty common in these situations.
And so you can go and see if you really did sign on to the class action lawsuit, because I'm telling you what, over the past 7 years, Jay, I've probably got like 5 or 10 of these, not just from Facebook, from other class action lawsuits. And by the way, if you're just joining us, this is Jay Edelson. He's attorney at Edelson Law, and Facebook is settling their class action suit, $650 million settlement, and people in the state of Illinois will get about $397. And you said up to 4 people in one house can make that claim, correct?
Whoever's a class member, you have to be an adult in order to be a member of the class. But if you have 4 adults in your household who all use Facebook, then you could get $1,600 for your family. And I know a lot of people who, you know, 2-parent family who are getting $800, and that's real money.
And do you have a website where people can get information?
They can contact us, Edelson.com. And then if people just Google search for the Facebook biometric privacy settlement, they'll pop up. But a lot of people are contacting our firm, and we've got a lot of people at the firm who can help people out. So they can always feel free to contact us.
And how many people worked on this with you?
We had over 40 attorneys over the last 7 years. So it was 3 law firms, 40 attorneys who really worked their rear ends off. Facebook obviously fought really hard. We're in the district court and the appellate court, then back to the district court, back to the appellate court. And on the eve of trial, Facebook decided that they didn't want to roll the dice with the jury. And we got the settlement.
Because they were never going to win with a jury. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.